Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
Woo. So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
Coming up Saturday, February 7th, that's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, the Messner Ranch Production Sale, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 50 bred Angus and Hereford heifers as well. For details about this year's Messner Ranch annual production sale, you can call Milt Messner at 580-273-9494 or Van Messner at 580-552-1555. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, taking a look at livestock futures here today. Live cattle and feeder cattle ended up yesterday on a pretty nice note.
Yes, we did. Now, this was after starting off with another session of we saw up and down trading, which just continued to confuse you, you know, whether or not we was getting ready to break into new lows or try to break this market out to the upside side. But by the second half of the session, it was pretty dominant that we was going to see upside take place, and that's what we saw. Positive closes, triple-digit gains took place in the feeder cattle. Now, as far as any big fresh news, there wasn't nothing out there that really went along with this. I think some technical buying came back into the marketplace and possibly some short covering also. Now, choice box beef was down $1.05 yesterday. Select box is down 42 cents on a total movement of 194 loads. The cattle kill estimated at 110,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 79 cents. We have now dropped $14.14 in the past eight sessions. And we also saw the cash cattle trade mainly in the north at 159 to 160. Now, lean hog futures closed mostly higher after another round of contract lows first hit the February and April contracts. Today at 2 o'clock is the cold storage report, and tomorrow at 2 o'clock is the cattle on feed report. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle 65 cents higher, March feeders 282 higher, February lean hogs up 57 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, well, not such a great day. Grains ended up mostly negative yesterday.
Yes, we saw a mixed trading session yesterday, Dave, but as you said, the closes were mostly on the negative side by the end of the session. We didn't really have any fresh news, which has been pretty much that way all week long. We did see, once again, the Chinese make a little bit of news on our soybean market as they bought 176,000 metric tons of U.S. old crop soybeans. Now, this is after canceling a total of 459,000 metric tons over the previous two sessions. Now, our overnight trading volume for the grains was on the light to moderate side, but prices have been mostly on a higher note. Here at 7:18 this morning, our March KC wheat's up 4¾ cents. March corn's up a penny. March soybeans trading 4¾ higher. We're looking at March cotton up 20 points. The March crude oil 54 cents higher. The March dollar index is down 31 cents, with the March Dow Jones futures holding 85 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today. That's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.